USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky made a historic virtual address to Congress, pleading with the United States to help stop Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and directly in English called out President Joe Biden.
You are the leader of the nation, of your nation. I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
Zelensky also touched the hearts of Congress and Americans who watched on television by playing a 3-minute video of the violence and bloodshed in Ukraine with a message to close the skies over Ukraine. And former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration failed to account for the deaths of over 4,100 nursing home residents caused by COVID-19, according to State Comptroller Thomas D. Napoli. Health Department officials underreported the death toll by as much as 50% over 10 months. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sarah's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Chris this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Pfizer has applied for emergency use authorization of a fourth booster dose of their COVID-19 vaccine. The additional dose is for adults 65 and older who have gotten a booster dose of any of the authorized vaccines. To date, more than 960,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the U.S. since the pandemic began. Separately, Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff, husband of Vice President Kamala Harris, tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday. And in hopes to eliminate confusion about changing clocks back and forth, the Senate passed a bill yesterday that would make daylight savings time permanent across the United States. The bill has bipartisan backing, including several Republican and Democratic co-sponsors. If passed, the changes would not be implemented until November 2023. Officials say because the transportation industry has already built schedules based on the existing time and has asked for additional months to make those adjustments. Stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
There's a new concealed carry law in the state of Ohio, and USA Radio has the story.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed legislation allowing residents to carry concealed firearms without a permit. It's the latest in a string of states to authorize what supporters of gun rights call constitutional carry. The measure, approved by the state's legislature last month, will allow residents over the age of 21 to carry a weapon without undergoing training or a background check. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Starbucks said that CEO Kevin Johnson is stepping down after 5 years at the helm of the coffee chain, a period when the company dealt with challenges including backlashes after a racial bias incident and a worker push to unionize. Former CEO Howard Schultz will step in as the interim chief executive effective April 4th until a permanent replacement is found. The company said Schultz is volunteering his time and will receive $1 in pay. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton trolled Russian President Vladimir Putin over sanctions imposed on her and 12 other American officials. The Russian news agency TASS reported that the foreign ministry said the sanctions came in response to a series of unprecedented sanctions prohibiting, among other things, entry into the United States for top officials of the Russian Federation. Clinton tweeted with a Financial Times reporter's post announcing the sanctions, saying, "I'd like to thank the Russian Academy for this Lifetime Achievement Award." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.